the CSO figures show that there's currently 7,493 vacant homes in Donegal. But the big thing for me that came out of the meeting was that to date, the council have surveyed 1,700 of these homes across the county in 19 different settlements. And what they found is out of the 1,700 surveyed, that 770 of them were in fact not vacant. They may be holiday homes or for other reason not actually vacant. So this is, to me, quite startling that 45% of the properties that were surveyed are not in fact vacant. And it shows how, I mean, the statistics are incorrect and skewed to a degree.
As you mentioned, Councillor, this will skew the figures and the statistics, which will ultimately may make things harder for people that are applying for schemes to get grants and incentives to do up vacant homes. You know, the stats will ultimately change around this now.
Yes, but it won't. It won't make it any more difficult. In fact, what it's doing is really the figures that are out there that are shown for vacancy in Donegal are actually incorrect and not quite as bad as has been reported. If we apply the 45% average, you know, from the current surveyed properties, this could mean that there are well over 3,000 properties in the county registered as currently noted or surveyed as vacant, that they're in fact not vacant. So this is, I suppose, in some form positive news. But what we need to focus on is the ones that are vacant and the ones that are derelict. And the council are doing a lot of work there. We see a huge amount of effort being put in there. As I say, the Croí Cónaithe scheme alone has a value of $37 million and it's tackling 651 properties at the moment in the county. And this will be huge to tackle vacancy dereliction within our towns. And importantly, you know, this is all about housing and providing housing stock for people within our county to help with the scourge that we have of housing problems and homelessness.